Now, for today's minute, I want to discuss Birchas Kohanim. Now, I'm not discussing Birchas Kohanim so much as it relates to the Kohanim, but I want to discuss Birchas Kohanim as it relates to the Yisraelim, the recipients of the Baruch. The first thing is, just to start off, it says, we know from Bilam, Kel Zoyim B'chol Yom, the Chashivus of Birchas Kohanim, Hashem gets angry every single day. It's a pasuk. Kel Zayim Chol Yom, the Koyach of Bilam, he knew the precise moment when Hashem gets angry. Chazal tell us that the Birchas Kohanim is what saves us. That's what saves us from Hashem's anger during the moment of time. Okay, now, it's interesting that in Chutz Yaretz, we do not say, you probably can tell me better, in Chutz Yaretz, we do not say Birchas Kohanim every day, we only say Birchas Kohanim on Yom Tov. And the reason given is because you have to be in a state of simcha to properly give the bracha. It's not so clear, really. There is no excuse why we do not recite Birchas Kohanim every single day. Not in Chutz Liaretz.
No. Yes, you do.
They do in Chutz Liaretz?
Yes,
okay, I'm not aware. Every single day? Okay, I'm sorry, I take that back. Ashkenazim, there are some communities where they do. Every day, okay, I don't know. Okay, with Ashkenazim, Derech Klal, do not recite Birchas Kohanim. There's a story with the Gra. The Gra very much wanted to reinstitute Birchas Kohanim every single day, and there was a terrible fire, and he interpreted the fire as a sign from heaven that Hashem does not want. Why not? So the explanation given is you have to be in a state of simcha. In Chutz Liaretz, we don't have that simcha. We don't have that simcha, and if there's no simcha, when you give a bracha, it shouldn't be a bracha levatala. It has to be the simcha, and Eretz Shol, we are b'simcha, and therefore it was limited by Ashkenazim only to Eretz Yisrael. On Yom Tov, we are more b'simcha, so we do have Birchas Kohanim on Yom Tov. Now what about, I'm not aware, that even in Eretz Yisrael, there are different minhagim. It seems that in Haifa, and in the Galil, in many Batei Kinosios, they Ashkenazim do not recite Birchas Kohanim every day, only on Shabbos. Not just Yom Tov, is anyone familiar with this?
I think just in Yerushalayim it's every day.
Every day. Outside, so the different minhagim. Outside,
no.
Yerushalayim.
No.
No?
No.
Most of Eretz Yisrael does every single day. Yeah.
That it appeared that only Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
But it seems to be now.
Everywhere.
It's been everywhere.
They do it everywhere.
And every day.
And what about in Haifa? So I've read that in Haifa they still don't do it. In Haifa only on Shabbos.
I don't know.
And in sections of the Galil. It's still the minig there, you only do it on Shabbos. That's what I've read, I don't know, by Ashkenazim. So it's interesting, even Eretz Yisrael, it appears there are yesh v'yesh, there are different tongues, Yerushalayim for sure. Okay, fine. Now, there's a halacha in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what about when the Kohanim give the bracha in Eretz Yisrael, when they give their bracha, they shav kavar, they're not just giving it for the people in front of them, they're giving it for the people in Chutz Liaretz. Because we in Chutz, we also desperately need their blessings. So the Gemara talks about people that are working in the fields, the people in the sodos, in the fields, they are included in Birchas Kohanim, and we in Chutz Liaretz fit into that category, and those that are giving their bracha in Eretz Yisrael, they are also giving it for the people living in Chutz Liaretz. Rav Sternbach, He had a custom that when he went to America, he would tell the Kohen, his Kohanim in his shul, when you do Birchas Kohanim, have me in mind. Not only have me in mind, I want you to say, make sure you have me in mind, I want you to say my name. Before you go up to Duchen, I want you to recite my name, and just in case you think I'm joking, I'm paying you for this. He gave them money. And therefore, there'll be a sochir, or a high worker, that you should remember me. I'm going to America. I'm going to America for 3 months on business. I got to go take care of a couple of things there, whatever you got to do there. I don't want to lose out. I don't want to be samech on this general thing that people think. I want you to have kavanah for me. I'm paying you money. Before you get up here, say my name. Make it clear that you're giving the bracha also for Rav Sternbach, who's now in America. It's very interesting. Very, very interesting thing. Okay, let's go to Simon Hagen. The minhag is you're not allowed to look at the fingers. You don't look at the at the Kohanim, when they raise their hands, you're not allowed to look at their hands. Now, Bizman Shabes Hamishayikayim, it was Mamish also Mikir Hadin because the Shechina, Chazal tell us, actually rested on the tips of their fingers. So, and it's also Lestakal, the Gemara says there are three things, which, it's also Lestakal, the Shechina, out of Baishas, and you don't look at the Shechina, V'lo Yirani Hadin V'chai, and it was also. Bizman Hazeh, where the Shechina is not resting on the tips of their fingers, we retain the Minhag, it's only a custom, that we don't look at the, you're not allowed to look when the Kohanim raise their hands and give the bracha, the Yisraelim should not look l'zecher for the minute. And Mikra Adin is only also Bizman Hazeh l'histakel, to stare. But to give a glance, technically there is nothing wrong because the Shechina does not actually rest on their fingers. However, it's brought down from the Zohar and brought down other sources that even though the Shechina is not mamish resting, you should not even look. You shouldn't even dare look at their fingers. There's some Kabbalistic Indian not looking at the fingers of the Kohanim when they give Birchos Kohanim. And from that comes the famous minuk. This is the minuk v'sikin, to cover yourself with a talis. The Yisrael should cover themselves with a talis when the brachos are being given. And to further teach that to children, there's a minhag. These are brought down, these are ancient minhagim. Like, we don't really, people, these are minhagim. These are not should be taken lightly. To put your children underneath your talis. Children are taken under their talis when Birchus Kehanim are recited. Now, it's interesting to note that not everyone was so happy with this minhag. Yaakov Emden was very upset with this minhag. He felt this was not a true minhag. It's not their cheretz. When someone gives you a bracha, you look at them. You don't cover yourself. When I'm talking to you, you don't turn your face. You don't cover yourself. That's not derech eretz. So he did not. What?
They don't cover.
Well, it could be the reason why they don't cover is because, like, especially in eretz, you do it every single day. It's already like, you know, it's so you're so used to it. It's just like it's too much of a tircha every single day. And in the chutziyar, it's a novelty. Only a shol shugolim. How often it's a novelty. They sing the hirotzon. Eretzol, they don't sing. Who's going to go sing every single day? The long nigun for Birchos Kehanim. Who has patience for this every single day? But in America, what? What?
They're
exactly because since it's not a nav, it's every day. It's struggle in American chutziyar. It's a novelty. Something is a novelty. It's a chavivos. It's a chavivos. They sing. I know one shul where, you know, the only reason why the Kohanim sing is because to give people the chance to say the Yehi Ratzon. So I know one shul. They love the singing so much. The nigun is so beautiful. The oilam is singing with such a hislavos. No one is saying the Yehi Ratzon. The singing was meant for the Kohanim to do. Not for the Yisraelim.
We don't have that problem now.
It was meant for the Kohanim to sing, and while they sing, the Yisraelim will say the Yirasas. The Yisraelim, they love the Nigun. So this singing, so such as Lavas, that became the Iker. Not the Kohanim, not to say the Yirasas. Okay, listen, there's something to it. You can't say not. Yeah.
When we were kids, we learned, you look at the Kohanim, you become blind.
Right, that is such okay. That's there's such a such. You're only not supposed to look at the Kohanim at all, just to cover. And so again, the Rav Yaakov Emden was not happy with this because he said it's not their cheretz. It's not their cheretz to turn away from the Kohanim. What?
But the Kohanim now also put the towels over their face.
They're put only up to the right, but up to they. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I hear. They put why the towel? Why do they put their towels over their heads? The Kohanim over they shouldn't see. I didn't come across that. I couldn't come across anything. But,
shul,
yeah.
And Rob was right. They turned the children away from the Kohanim.
Because the to teach that, right, yeah.
Told them that
it's wrong.
It's wrong.
Right, ponim, but there are a lot of tshuvas. See, we're very sloppy today. Today, what's the big deal? You have a seat. In ancient times, it's so hard to, you know, you read about this, it's so hard to relate to how disciplined people were in the olden days. You have a shul, and you have a seat. You ever go to these nice shuls, theater seats, you know, you buy a seat, you have a plaque on your seat, and it's now time for Birchas Kohanim. The Kohanim are on the stage, in front of the Aron, and I'm all the way, the Mizrach, all the way on the right side. So the halach is, you're supposed to stand in front of the Kohanim, the Kohanim give you the bracha, you're supposed to be in front of them. So there's a whole show, all these truths in the Paiskim. What's the law? You're not in your city. If you're going to sit in your seat where you're supposed to sit, you're not going to be right in front of the Kohanim. So the chatchila, you should pick yourself up and go to the aisle. But what are you doing there? The other people getting annoyed. You're in my way. To us, sounds very funny, right? Because in shuls we're not so mapping on these things. No one has seats today. Everything is just a big mishmash. But people were so disciplined. You have a seat. You are disturbed. If this is my seat, I can't stand in the aisle. And also, the people who sit over there, they're annoyed of this disruption. What is this guy standing here for 3 minutes?
Stay away from that shul. Stop in the shul.
But this is what it says, and this is from the olden days. You're supposed to stand in front of the Kohanim. So therefore, they go further. It's not their cheres to cover yourself with a talus when the Kohanim are giving you bracha. You should pay attention. All right, different minhagim. Most of us do it. Now, then it's even brought down that if you don't have a talus, if a person is a bachur, you're supposed to close your eyes. You're not supposed to just stand there and look to the side. You're supposed to stand there and close your eyes. And while they give the bracha, why do you close your eyes? So simply, you close your eyes because you're not supposed to look at their fingers. The Shekhinah is resting upon their fingers, but also it's brought down, you're supposed to fully concentrate on the bracha. If you don't concentrate, the bracha is not going to work. So that would mean even when you're under the talus, putting the talus not only not to look at, that's brought down, it's not only that you should not look at the fingers of the Kohanim, covering yourself with the talus is a means of reminder. It's a reminder, concentrate. Don't look around what this one is doing, what that one is doing, and he's fooling around. You cover yourself, there's nowhere to look. There's nothing to do. It's very boring. The only thing that's left to do is to fully concentrate, pay full attention to the 15 words of the Kohanim. Okay.
Why don't they say Yirat Zohar in
Israel? Because they say it every single day. Because in Eretz Yisrael, in the Chutz Yaretz, you accumulate dreams. Person has a dream. So over the course of a couple of months, you'll definitely have a couple of dreams. So now you need to fix those dreams by saying the Yirat Zohar. In Eretz Yisrael, every single day you can be misaking the dream. So the truth is, those people that have dreams, it should, while the Kohanim are saying the bracha, you have to say very quickly. You don't really have time. I don't know exactly how you play around.
The parish
Amilim,
you probably don't understand. Most people don't even understand.
The parish Amilim, you have to practice. You have to spend time preparing. I don't know. There are people, and this happens, I've seen this in yeshiva, the people that are very, different certain times, they get very nervous. We know that. They're nervous people. And they have terrible dreams sometimes. They get very nervous, even though they say to dreams today in our generation are totally meaningless. People get nervous. So something called hatovas chaloyim. So hatovas chaloyim is a very loud procedure. You have to go sit down. You have to have three people and answer seven times. It's an elaborate procedure. So it could very well be that a person that's really nervous about a dream, he would tell that he would go to a shul and pay them a few dollars and tell them, listen, I had a very bad dream. I want you to sing. I want you to delay your birchas kohanim to give me enough time to do a hatovas chaloyim. I can recite the yiratzon while you're saying yibracha. But okay, in Eretz, so it's done every single day, so you don't have to accumulate. In America, you accumulate a whole. Everyone accumulates dreams by the time it comes to the Shal Shogalim, and that's why we do the Yiratzen. Okay, now let's go further.
They say Yiratzen.
It depends on which yeshiva. Different yeshivas. Chaim Berlin, they do not say Yiratzen, because Chaim Berlin, they follow some customs of the Gra. Some, not all. What? The Mishnah Berurah brings that you should say. The Chaim was not a Rachaim. I assume most Yeshivas, they say Yiratzans. They are beautiful. I mean, people like to say, like I told you, they like it because of the singing. Some of the songs are just phenomenal. They're just beautiful. The Nigunim, and a lot of people wouldn't give it up for anything.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at the Kohanim and the Armin.
Yes.
It is not coming from the Sof of the Parashat.
Right. They looked at Hashem, they ate the dragon. Hashem can see that as sin. Yes. Correct. You're not allowed to look at the Shekhinah. You're not allowed to look at the Shekhinah from that pasuk. By you, by Mike and Torah, they were criticized why they looked at the Shekhinah and they continued to eat and drink. Okay, now one of them very interesting. What's very interesting is when you is to give the Kohanim a yashur koyach. When you finish Birchas, because this is very fascinating stuff. When it's over, so what happens? Yashur koyach. Yashur koyach kohanim. You're supposed to do that. Let's take one thing at a time. First of all, is it a good thing to give them a yashur koyach? So l'chor you would say, that what does it mean yashur koyach? May you be strengthened. May Hashem strengthen you. The koy Hashem yachalif koyach. Asher means yashur. Asher shibarta. Yashur koyach. Yi yashur koyachacha. May your strength be straight. May you be strengthened. You did a mitzvah. Excellent. May you continue to have the strength, the ability, the opportunity to do more mitzvahs. The question is, why do you have to give the Kohanim a bracha yashur koyach? This is their duty. It is their service. They are mechuyev to do this. This is their obligation to do so.
Next time, because he had to say ba'ahava,
okay,
and it could be to people that Gila we suppose are crazy about, such as ungestrengt.
Okay, so you're saying is that there are different the letter of the law, you only have to do it with a small amount of ahava. They went the extra letter of the law and they gave the bracha with an extra degree of ahava that was more than what was required. And therefore you're giving them a yashur koyach for this that they've done above and beyond the call of duty. Einochanami. Another answer is, who says the kohanim have to give the bracha in this shul? They can go to another shul. You, the recipients, were fortunate that the kohanim decided to come to this shul to do their duty. They could have gone across the street to the competition and give the members of that shul a bracha. This, that they were so kind and gracious to give the bracha over here, is also worth something, and that's why we give them a yashur koyach. Now, what do you say after when someone says to you yashur koyach? How are you supposed to respond? So the Aruch HaShulchan says you are supposed to respond with the words Baruchim Tihiyu. Now, say to the Kohanim, after they finish, Yosim Chasham, Yasher Koyach, Yasher Koychachom. And they say to you, Baruchim Tihiyu. They were just over on Baal Tosef. They were just over. The bracha was Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha Yor Hashem Panav Lechanecha. They're only supposed to say 15 words. Kol Sivaruch Hu Es B'nei Yisrael. They have no right to give more bracha with the Shem of Malchus more than what they were required. So there are those that have the custom that are very makbid that when the Kohanim when they do their duty and the Yisraelim say to them Yashur Koyach, and we're supposed to say Yashur Koyach, we just explained it, because they don't have to come and do it here, they can do it somewhere else, or they go above, beyond in their ahava, their love, they do it for Klal Yisrael, when they should not respond Baruchim Tihiyu in order not to get into the Shiloh of Baal Tosef. You hear this?
That means if it's walking down the street on a Thursday afternoon, he can't say...
That's not part of Birchos Kehanim. That's not a bracha.
It's after they're full finished.
Oh, okay. So you want to say that it's already over. You want to say... But it's all part. It's not so simple.
They walked off the duchen. They showed they're finished.
Okay, I hear what you say. Now, that's another issue. When do you say to them, when do they leave? When do they descend from the duchen? Okay, we're getting into some of the answers. May ikar hadin, there's no reason for the kohanim to remain on the duchen until after Kaddish is over. There's no need. As soon as they finish saying Yosim Lachon, when the shatz begins to say Sim Shalom, they have a right to descend. There's no reason for them to remain there. The minog is they remain there until Kaddish is over. And it's no joke, because you're dealing with it on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, you blow shofar, you have to do 100 koilos. They have to stand up there a long time. Because many they say the tkiyas are done before you finish Kaddish. So you're waiting there, the kohanim are sitting on the duchen there for a very long time.
If they walked down beforehand, nobody would want to be basic and say anything.
Exactly. So that is one of the reasons. This is not a simple thing. Because me'ikar hadin, there's no reason for them. They've done their duty. They send Yasim l'cha shalom, amen, finish. It's up to Sim Shalom. There's no need Me'ikar hadin for them to remain standing there on the duchen. Why is it the minog Yisrael that the kohanim remain on the duchen until after Kaddish Shalom, which is not a little matter, especially when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, when you're there until you finish all the tekiyas? So the answer is one answer, like he says, because since they want to serve them Yashchech, there are two things. First of all, we don't want the congregation to start talking during davening. We don't want them to say, you know, you're a little bit off tune there, off note, when you were singing we don't want a conversation to begin. That's Pasha. And therefore, it became the minig in order to prevent a conversation of Yasher Koyach, good job, in the middle of Sim Shalom, and in the middle of Kaddish, it became the minig Yisrael, don't move, just stay there until Kaddish is over. The other answer is, like what you said, since the custom is you say Yashar Koyach, and they're going to say Baruchim Tiyu, and we don't want it to be a problem of Baal Tosef, so we wait until a significant period of time is over, so it's no longer Shayich to the Bracha Levorech Es Amo Yisrael Be'ahava and Yivarecha. We're mafsik, and that's why we wait until the very Syrian. Now, this is not Yeloch and Eretz Yisrael, this is not Yeloch L'maisa, but Eretz Yisrael, you say this every single day. Now, we know if you learn Tachnun, Nefilas Apayim, falling Tachnun, is a mamish achelek of the Tzila. It's the Gemar. It's the conclusion of the Shemona Esrei. When you fall Tachnun, Shemona Esrei is not over until you finish Tachnun. You're not allowed to be mafsik. You're not allowed, Kaddish goes to the very end. Kaddish is after Tachnun. After Tachnun. Kaddish is Gavos after Asher Volitzion. You're not allowed to be mafsik between davening and the Nefilas Apayim. It's the Gemar of the Shemona Esrei. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a hakpada among during the week not to say Yashar Koyach to the Kohanim. Because you're not allowed to be mafsik between you and them. You're not allowed to be mafsik between Shmona Esrei and Tachna. So there the Kohanim lose out their Yashar Koyach during the week only on Shabbos after Kaddish. Only after Kaddish.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Why did you say them Yashar Koyach? Hashem said Ba'ani Avarecha. Hashem is going to give you.
So we explain that. We explain that is because they don't have to come to this shul. They are the instruments, they are the vehicle through whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows his blessing. We explained that even though they have a mitzvah say to give a bracha, they don't have to give a bracha in this shul. They can go to another shul, like truma, tovas hana. I don't have to give you truma. I can give truma to someone else, and therefore I can charge for this. I'm giving you the truma because I can give it to someone else. They can go somewhere else. Okay, so that pretty much concludes what I wanted to say about Birchas Kehana. What?
I think the late, did you speak about singing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The Yerotzah.
No, but the question is, what? In the Eretz Yisrael, they never sing.
Well, so we explain that, because Eretz Yisrael, they don't say the Yerotzah. Why don't they? Because they don't accumulate dreams.
What?
In Chutz Li'aretz, every single person, by the time it comes Pesach, you don't do Birchas Kehana from Sukkot to Pesach. It cannot be you didn't have a dream from Sukkot to Pesach. So every single person in the shul has to say the Yiratzon to Hatoras Chalom. So they're going to sing. In Eretz Yisrael, you say it every single day. So every single day, not everyone in the shul had a dream.
I understand, but at some point,
so they just say a very short prayer during the yochid, during the very the time they say you just say Hashem, please be made of my challah. We just say a very short prayer during the time of, during the Birchas Kehana. But we're not going to make an elaborate hefsek, elaborate cleaning for yechidim.
Why did we do it the second day?
Everybody
said
you're
going on the first day.
Same
dreams.
No, it's the same dreams.
Say it
Say it again. You say it three times during the first day. Okay, but you say so. You do nothing on the whole year. You do it twice the whole year. Say to the Yom. You say the Yiratzah on the second day to be mechazik when you do the first day. So the whole year is
all right, that's one answer. I mean, I've heard Shushitas to say, we've been doing this the second day.
Okay.
All right, I've heard others that say that apparently it's brought down in halacha, whatever, I don't know, that either you say it once or you say it three times. It's put in an Ars Sedurim twice, not one and not three. Right? The third one is the Yerotzon, after Sim Shalom, is totally different. It has nothing to do with dreams. That's
I don't say it at all. I don't know what to say.
But